get a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Today we're helping you guys plan and prepare for these great trips that I know are coming up. Spring break is probably over for most folks, but there are summer vacations that are coming up. You know, a lot of schools also, too, have those extra weekends. Maybe they have a teacher work day and the kids are off. So there are lots of opportunities to really apply these tips that we're talking about, Olivia.
There are. You can do some quick weekend trips or spend that time planning an even bigger trip, a cruise, perhaps.
A cruise, perhaps. I have a cruise coming up soon. And, you know, I've been researching a couple of tips because although I've been on a couple of cruises, you know, cruises can be kind of interesting because you have the excursions, you have the days on the ship, you know, you have the dressy dinners that maybe you want to take part in. So it can really be a big toss-up of what should I pack when you're talking about cruises. And then if you do pack several bags to take with you, then what am I going to do with those bags once I'm on the cruise ship? Because there's not a lot of room in those cabins.
True, and it is kind of funny to think that people can be on the same cruise for completely different reasons. You may want to be there just to relax by the pool, but there's so many things going on the ship, and as you said, when they do excursions to different ports.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I'd like to go over a couple of tips for packing, but then also, too, let's talk a little bit just about being on a cruise and some tips for that, too. But, you know, one of the things that I have found when you're talking about packing for a cruise is that your carry-on bag can become really very important because when you get to the cruise ship, your check bag goes on ahead of you sometimes a couple of hours before you actually get on the ship. So if you're wanting to have a change of shoes or if you're wanting to change your clothes or if you need a jacket or a sweater or something like that, you want to pack all of that in your carry-on bag. And even if you don't pack it on your trip over, like if you're flying over, when you get to the airport, claim your bags, take those things out and put them in a carry-on bag at that time and keep that with you. And then, of course, all of the other things we always say to put in your carry-on bag, make sure you have all of your documentations, your passport.
Medications,
glasses, prescription glasses, any paperwork that you need in order to get on board the ship. Make sure you have all of that in the carry-on bag as well. But definitely with cruises, you want to think about something extra to wear. And even if you're going on, say, a Caribbean cruise, you may want to think about a swimsuit because when you get on board, you may get on board before you can go to your cabin and get your bags. So, hey, you could change into your swimsuit and start early sitting out by the pool.
So universal life lesson is your carry-on bag is very important regardless of your method of transportation.
Absolutely. Carry-on bags are very, very important. But they can switch up and change on you as well depending on how you are arriving. Now, also, too, another one is pack your luggage as well kind of carefully, too, because, again, you don't want to overpack. You really, really want to think through all of the activities that you're going to do because there's not a lot of room in those staterooms or cabins, whatever they're called on your particular cruise ship. There's usually not a lot of room for hanging things or for storing things even in drawers and things like that. And your luggage has to go somewhere. Usually it can go under a bed. But, again, it depends on the type of ship that you're on. So you definitely want to think about packing wisely, even with your check things.
Good to know. And also, as you said, there may be some fancy dinners and there may just be, you know, dress codes throughout the cruise that are important to know about.
That is very true because some cruise lines are much, much more casual, whereas some others are much, much more fancy or luxury cruise lines. So you don't want to be on there with your torn jeans or that kind of thing if it's a luxury liner, unless they have, you know, rhinestones or something on them. Maybe, I don't know, maybe that may make them look a little fancier. But yeah, but all jokes aside, you really do want to really think that through because, again, that will affect the things that we just talked about, how much you're packing. So think about that dress code. If you have any questions about it, just call the cruise line. They'll tell you and they'll let you know what dinners would be a little bit more fancy or what restaurants may require that men wear a jacket. So just think about, you know, calling the cruise line and just asking the question.
And you can have some fun with that, especially if you don't normally have fancy dinners.
That's true. And that's one of the tips that I would offer once we get past the packing ones is take advantage of the fancy restaurant at least one night. Some cruise lines, that would be an extra charge. But hey, that's why you're going, is to have a special experience. So go all out. Make your vacation special. Don't, you know, cut back or hold back on it. You know, go ahead and have a great time because cruising really is a very very nice way to vacation. So take advantage of things like the fancy restaurant, maybe even a spa treatment. And on days that you are at sea, definitely those are great days also, too, to just really enjoy the ship and all of the amenities that are on board.
And as we've gone over, a lot of cruises have activities, game rooms. There's a lot of things going on.
Absolutely, they are. Absolutely. Now, you're listening to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. And Olivia and I are talking about tips all day. We're talking about tips here on the show. And the tips we're talking about now are cruising. And who doesn't want to cruise? And it's really a good time now, Olivia, to start looking at cruises if you'd like to do a cruise a little bit later on. Even if a last-minute cruise, some cruise lines offer, you know, really good deals for a last minute.
There you go. You could plan one now. I mean, of course, we've got the summer months coming up. And as we were talking about packing and how there may not be a lot of room in the cabins, you might want to consider kind of multi-purposing your clothes and then doing laundry on board.
That's a really good point, because there is laundry certainly available. And certain ships, you may even have a butler or a room assistant or something like that, a cabin assistant, and they can certainly help you with that. You just, again, need to ask the question. Because that's one of the great things about cruising, is that almost anything you ask for, yes, it's there on board. Just got to ask for it. And if there's a little bit of a fee, then you can kind of weigh it as to how important that is. And those are also things that you can check on beforehand by simply calling the cruise line and asking those questions. Now, another thing, too, is take a little bit of time also to do some things, maybe like during those days at sea. Maybe do some things like order room service and spend some time in your room. And I always say, again, this is like a special vacation for you. So if you can afford it, upgrade to a veranda room, and you'll really want to spend that time in your room, maybe sitting and just watching, you know, as you sail by, you know, different islands or different, you know, places that you can see. And even if you can't see anything, sometimes it's just beautiful to sit out on the veranda and just look out at the ocean. So if you can, upgrade to that veranda room to have a really nice experience while you're there.
And no complaints from me with an ocean view and nothing else in sight.
Exactly, exactly. I have another tip here, Olivia. That is, go to the disco. You know, if you haven't been out dancing in a long time, the discos on board the ship are great for that. They're a lot of fun. They usually have really good DJs, and it's just a lot of fun. You can have fun with some of the other passengers, with the person you're sailing with. So it's just a little bit of fun. So don't skip the discos thinking, oh, I'm not going to go down and do that. No, go down one night, enjoy the disco.
No one has to know who you are off the ship.
That's right. You can pull out all those moves and not worry about someone snapping a picture. Although someone may snap a picture.
Well,
but,
yeah.
But they still won't know who you are. And a couple of other things, too. You know, enjoy the onboard entertainment, too, because a lot of the ships have multiple places where you can go listen to maybe music, DJs, as I just mentioned, in the disco. Or they may have live music. There may be movies on board, games you can play, all kinds of things. I mean, there's tons of things to do on board the ship. So take time to enjoy those, too. It's not all about getting off on those excursions.
Yes. And as you say, maybe dedicate one day to staying away from the pool and what you might normally do. Mm-hmm. You know, you can go to a pool at a regular hotel, but
exactly.
What can you do on a cruise that you can't do anywhere else?
Exactly. Sometimes, too, especially if you're going on this cruise because you really want to relax, sometimes the busy part of the ship can be around that pool, where everyone's coming, getting the lounge chairs, you know, hanging out by the pool. So maybe you can go to another area that's a little more quiet, sit and read your book, maybe watch a movie or something on your computer, you know, if you can get Wi-Fi on board. So, yeah, so look for some other things to do on board the ship other than just, you know, the things that you think you want to do anyway. I go to the pool. So when we come back, Olivia, let's switch gears a little bit, because we love to talk about quarter miles. And we have a little bit of a little kind of sneak bit of information to tell people that we're putting together a podcast that's going to be all about the quarter mile segment.
We're diving even deeper into the quarter mile.
Right, exactly. Hey, now this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. So you guys sit tight, because when we come back, we do have a quarter mile segment for you, because we're going into the fourth quarter here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations. Check out their website at sapeloislandbeachvacations.com. Plan a vacation there. Hey. Back in a moment, you're on Travel Bags with Anita.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you there.